when did you first know you were a woman? When I was writing the movie Mean Girls, which hopefully is playing on TBS right now, I went to a workshop taught by Rosalind Wiseman as part of my research. Rosalind wrote the nonfiction book Queen Bees and Wannabes that Mean Girls was based on, and she conducted a lot of self-esteem and bullying workshops with women and girls around the country. She did this particular exercise in a hotel ballroom in Washington, D.C. with about 200 grown women, asking them to write down the moment they first knew they were a woman. Meaning, when did you first feel like a grown woman and not a girl? We wrote down our answers and shared them, first in pairs, then in larger groups. The group of women was racially and economically diverse, but the answers had a very similar theme. Almost everyone first realized they were becoming a grown woman when some dude did something nasty to them. I was walking home from ballet and a guy in a car yelled, "Lick me." I was babysitting my younger cousins when a guy drove by and yelled, "Nice ass." There were pretty much zero examples like, "I first knew I was a woman when my mother and father took me out to dinner to celebrate my success on the debate team." It was mostly men yelling shit from cars. Are they a patrol sent out to let girls know they've crossed into puberty? If so, it's working. I experienced car creepery at 13. I was walking home from middle school past a place called the World's Largest Aquarium, which legally, I don't know how they could call it that because it was obviously an average-sized aquarium. Maybe I should start referring to myself as the world's tallest man, see how that goes. Anyway, I was walking home alone from school and I was wearing a dress. A dude drove by and yelled, "Nice tits!" Embarrassed and enraged, I screamed after him, "Suck my dick!" Sure, it didn't make any sense, but at least I didn't hold in my anger. Thankfully, blessedly, yelling, "Suck my dick," is not the moment I really associate with entering womanhood. For me, it was when I bought a kick-ass white denim suit at the Springfield Mall. I bought it with my own money under the advisement of my cool friend Sandy. I wore it to Senior Awards Night 1988, where it blew people's minds as I accepted the Sunday School scholarship. That turned-up collar, the jacket that zipped all the way down the front into a nice fitted shape, the white denim that made my untanned skin look like a color. Just once, I'd like to find an Oscars or Emmy dress as rad as that suit. Check the PDF. That suit's gonna blow your mind.